Mom, I've been adjusting to a new sleep schedule for my new job, and it's been kicking my ass. You guys may have noticed that I'm nocturnal by nature. My last job, it took me like about a year of hardcore melatonin usage to try to like get to where I mostly was able to sleep at night enough to do my job and not need medication or anything, and I don't know. I don't like doing that. It's a pain in the ass, and it doesn't always work. And it took me like, I was only unemployed for like a little less than a month, and like within like a week and a half, it was just like, nope. Back to being up till 4 a.m. every night and sleeping for most of the day. So that's been fun. My new job has no idea what to do with me. Like, I spent like an entire week doing random things before they started training me for my new job, like today and yesterday. It's like basically they want me doing like record keeping stuff for another group just to kind of take some of the load off them. It's gonna be for the next like 4 or 5 months. They keep thinking it might take longer. Like, I think that they'd like to have me longer, but they have to convince somebody. So we'll see how that goes. It's kind of like being a really crappy virtual assistant. I don't want to say too much about it because I feel like it might give away where I'm working and that wouldn't be cool. But I do a lot of copying and pasting, apparently. Super fun, right? But I have my own little cubicle. And unlike my old place, they actually like have Skype for business, and they actually like put some effort into making the cubicles like livable and like quiet. And I just take a moment to worship you as a manager or boss if you actually try to make your work areas quiet enough that people can do fucking work in them. You guys who do that, and gals, if you are offended by being called you guys, if you're a girl, or people who are offended by anything gender related, I don't care. If you do that, you're my hero. I love you. Yeah, and let's see, what have I done? I watched The Man in the High Castle, the entire thing. That ending, I don't know if I love it or if I want to punch it in the face. And like, so many of the characters are such horrible people, and I like them anyway. And like, some parts of it were kind of like, eh, this is a little bit weak. But like, in general, it's really good. And I don't want to say too much because some of you might not have seen it yet. But I recommend it. The only thing that really got to me, like, the rest of the Nazi things and whatever didn't get to me. Like, okay, there's Nazis. Okay, the Japanese won. They're ruling California with an iron fist. Okay, whatever. But seeing the little kids, there's like all these scenes with like kids in the little Hitler youth uniforms and the little Nazi things. No. No. No, no children in Nazi uniforms, please. So I watched that. It was pretty good. There's a fictional character who gives me the heebie-jeebies. Like, I get crushes on fictional characters, and I'm part of fandom stuff because I'm a dork. And there's this one character who would normally be the type of character that I would be attracted to, but gives me like the unholy, like, you can make fun of me for it creepies. So I've been trying to desensitize myself to that by reading the worst, like, craziest, like, fan fiction of it that I can find, like, especially dirty fan fiction, because how do I deal with being afraid of things? I fetishize them! Go me! That always works. It's the one thing that always works. Like, like, anything else might work, but if you can make it, like, oh my god, that's hot. Like, you will no longer be afraid of the thing. And my friends have been making fun of me for it, so I'm gonna go with that. Let's see. I had gaming this week and I got tricked into becoming a vampire. So next session I'm gonna be a vampire. Next session of that game anyway. It's the classic World of Darkness with the giant robots in it. And I actually was in a room with Shockwave for like 30 seconds, and Shockwave did not kill me. Like, I know Shockwave is least likely of all the high-ranking Decepticons to randomly kill me where I stand, but still, I'm pretty happy about that. That was kind of a cool thing that happened. It was a coup. I need to clean my room again. It's so hard to keep clean. I bought some of those little sheet bondage things because the sheets won't stay on my bed. They haven't come in the mail yet. I bought a couple other little, like, needful things and a new toy that I'm hoping to try out with you guys later tonight. I will save the suspense on that one for later. And I don't know. My housemate's got a puppy. We probably shouldn't have gotten a puppy. Both of them are disabled and they don't really like. They have another dog and he's kind of a brat. And like, they probably should not have gotten a puppy. So I've been helping with the puppy. He's really cute though. He's like ginormous. He's like a giant puppy. He's gonna be like a huge freaking dog. And he's sweet, but he still needs to learn a lot of things and all that. I read a couple books. One of my favorite writers from when I was a teenager has been like back to writing in the last like couple years, and she just came out with her first really good one. I think that like I really read it and was like, oh my God. It's called Beyond the Pale Hotel by Francesca Leigh Bloch. It's like twisted and weird and beautiful, and it was really good. And right now I'm reading The Monster of Florence by Douglas Preston and Mario Spezzi. And it's pretty good. It's like all the different things that happened when they tried to investigate about the Monster of Florence killings and all that stuff. And I've been going for a lot of walks because it's so hot up here. Like, I live in like what's basically like a converted attic thing. And it's just not nice to be in when it's humid and hot. Especially when it's humid. So I've been spending a lot of time like just going for random wanders out at night, listening to music and stuff. I've been discovering a lot of new music that I like though, which is cool. And I hope that you've been enjoying yourselves and that you've all been taking care of yourselves. And also, Anand, I wanted to tell you one more thing since you had said something about Lewis Carroll. I'm actually like a really big fan of Lewis Carroll, and when I was in like, I was like 13 or 14, I went through like a huge Lewis Carroll and Jack the Ripper phase at like the same time. And I loved there is the, the theories from back in the day that Lewis Carroll was a pedophile. There were also the theories that he was Jack the Ripper. And I always loved to combine them, and like, something about that just makes me happy. Like, I know it's completely debunked now, both that he was a pedophile and that he was Jack the Ripper, but I don't know. Just let me have my crazy, like, child-obsessed sexual maniac with the super high IQ and the good poetry writing skills, please. Just let me have that. There's somewhere a universe where that is the truth, okay? And also, did you know that, like, until like the 80s, people were still writing, like the 1980s, not the 1880s when the killings happened, until like the 1980s, people were still writing letters to the newspapers and to like the Scotland Yard. Is it still called Scotland Yard or is that like antique? I don't know. Anyway, people were still writing letters to like the high head honchos of like the police in London and saying that they were Jack the Ripper and here's their letters. Like, there were so many fake letters. They even made a chatterbot out of them. Like, I don't know if he's still around, but let's check. His name is Saucy Jackie. You can seriously talk to Saucy Jackie. Like, you can just, like, where is it? I'm Googling it, you guys. Triumph PC Online slash Saucy Jackie. It's like one of those really old websites with like the noisy flash intro and stuff. You know, so it's like not. Like, I don't recommend just like going there without explaining to someone what you're doing without headphones on, but yes, this is a thing. You can go and have a conversation with a robot written from Jack the Ripper's letters and like talk to it and like just like hang out. It's awesome. Does look like it's still up. Okay, so you guys should all talk to it sometime. But yeah. So yeah, I would totally support a film version of Lewis Carroll, secretly Jack the Ripper, secretly obsessed with little girls. But yeah, possibly murdered in the last scene by like a horde of adorable little girls with murder in their eyes. What do you think? I'm gonna go and make some like actual sexy recordings now.